Hi there, Greg Van Beek. This is Nancy O'Dell, and I wanted to say congratulations on 500 episodes of Nostalgia Radio Time. That is awesome. And you're also celebrating 10 years. I mean, that's quite the anniversary. Very impressive, Greg. I love me some oldies but goodies.
Once I had a secret love. Ha, I'm Lori Morgan, and if you love pop standards as much as I do, you'll want to tune in each week to Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Go, Joe, go!
Hi everyone, this is Katie Couric, and I want to welcome you to one of my favorite programs, Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Thank you, Katie, and welcome to show number 592 of Nostalgia Radio Time. This week, we're celebrating the 120th anniversary of the birthday of one Harry Lillis Crosby, otherwise known as Bing. Yes, it's our annual Bing Crosby birthday bash on Nostalgia Radio Time, and we're featuring an hour's worth of rare radio air checks, songs from the radio, and Bing's career going back to the 1930s, all the way up into the 50s. We're going to begin at the beginning, really. His very first appearance on the Kraft Music Hall. This is a time when Kraft Music Hall was hosted by Paul Whiteman, his old boss from the 1920s. Paul was in New York and Bing was in Los Angeles, and they patched Bing in to the broadcast that Paul was hosting. So here he is, Paul Whiteman, introducing Bing Crosby for his first appearance on the Kraft Music Hall from December 5th of 1935.
The Greater Kraft Music Hall. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, the Kraft Music Hall brings you the first of a series of shows featuring that popular radio and screen favorite, Bing Crosby, co-starring with Paul Whiteman and the brilliant Whiteman Ensemble. And here's Paul.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. And welcome to the Kraft Music Hall. Tonight's a mighty big night for me and for you, too, I'm sure. Because we would have with us one of Hollywood's greatest stars, Bing Crosby. Bing is not only a swell singer and a swell guy, but he happens to be one of the best friends I've got in all the world. So naturally, I'm mighty happy to have him with us. As a matter of fact, Bing's not really in the music hall tonight. He's in Hollywood. But we'll hear him sing from there with Jimmy Dorsey's swell orchestra. All right, Bing, you hear that applause? It's all for you. Folks in the Kraft Music Hall are mighty anxious to hear you sing. So let's not keep them waiting. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Bing Crosby.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to let Paul Whiteman fool you. That applause you heard just now was for Paul and his orchestra, one of the greatest bands that was ever put together. The man to whom I'm indebted for whatever measure of success I ever attain in this here show business. But anyhow, by way of beginning, I'd like to sing a few songs from pictures in which I've played. Maybe you remember, please lend your little ear to my plea. Lend a ray of cheer to my plea. Tell me that you love me too. Let me hold you tight in my arms. Say I could find delight in your charms. Every night my whole life through, your eyes reveal that you have the soul of an angel white as snow. But how long must I play the role of a gloomy Romeo? Please say you're not intending to tease. See that happy ending and please tell me that
that you love me too.
In a picture, College Humor, I first introduced a little song.
If you recognize the melody, why don't you hum along and learn to croon? If you want to win your heart's desire, sweet melodies of love inspire romance. Oh, just whisper da da dee da 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 da. And when you do, she'll whisper da-da-dee-da-da-dee, and she'll nestle closer to you. Da-da-da-da-dee. If you're heading for a sunny honeymoon, learn to croon. And you recall I played a singing waiter's part with Kitty Carlisle as the princess of my heart. Oh, it's you in January because I'm in love. It always is spring in my heart. You in my arms. The snow is just white blossoms that fall from above. And here is the reason, my dear, your wonderful charm. The night is cold, the trees are bare, but I can feel the scent of roses in the air. Oh, it's you in January because I'm in love. But only because I'm in love with you.
Pass. Here's the tune from my last. Ooh, everybody's been singing it. I guess it's time I was singing it. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you're wonderful. Yes, and baby, what's more, life is heavenly in your caress. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you're marvelous. You are the hidden show, cameo loveliness. Oh, 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 what eyes you have, oh, what lips you have. Oh, such lovely features, talking about adorable creatures. You have so many syllables, things fresh out of syllables. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you're wonderful, marvelous. You are simply divine. Top tip your tip top, stop it all, you're mine.
And so began a 10-year run as host of the Kraft Music Hall for our big feature artist Bing Crosby this week, celebrating his 120th birthday on May 3rd, 1903. If you have any songs you'd like me to play or old-time radio shows you like featured, send a request to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And while you're online, I would love to have you be a part of our social media outlets on Facebook and Twitter. And if you happen to have an interest in antique radios looking to acquire a fully restored and functional set, now many with Bluetooth capability, check out my website at www.radioaddict.com/VanBeek. That's all one word, V-A-N-B, two E's and a K, and I've got some great sets available. Now we've got another first on the Kraft Music Hall. This one is the first of a partnership that lasted from that point until the end of Bing's life. This goes back to the Kraft Music Hall broadcast of July 14th of 1938. And Bing's guest on that program was a brash young comedian named Bob Hope. Yes, this is the first time that Bing and Bob were together on radio. This is a full year before filming began on their first road picture, The Road to Singapore, and actually almost 2 years before anybody saw them on the screen. So at this time, nobody associated the names Hope and Crosby together. But you can hear the beginnings of what became a very successful partnership in this little vaudeville-type routine that they did, that I'm certain that they did at the Del Mar Racetrack the year prior, and maybe even did some of it at the Capitol Theater in 1932 when they first met. So here it is, the first appearance of Bob Hope with Bing Crosby on the radio, going back to 1938.
The Kraft Music Hall presents another one of its gala all-star revivals. Jokes your grandfather used to walk out on, as told by Hope and Crosby, two witty wags, in their inimitable act called Laughs in One. Here they are, opening John Scott.
Smile away your bluesies, and you feel so happy. Smile down to your shoesies, it'll make you snappy. Polish off your laughter, make a welcome ring. There's a bright hereafter if you'll always cling to a bride.
Too much tenor.
And Sonny Moodle, bright Sonny Moodle, make a shaggy doodle all day long. Ha! Ha, 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 ha.
Ho, 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 ho.
All you have to do is smile, darn you, smile. With the eagle of the USA and make it snappy. With the eagle of the USA. Ha, 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 ha.
Yuck, 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 yuck. Yuck, yuck. Say, Bob.
Yes, sir.
You're just the fellow I want to see.
Whatever happened to those guys?
I don't know. I've got a small problem.
You got a problem?
Yes, I've got a problem.
What is it?
Where do the bugs go in the winter?
You can search me.
Give them time. They'll get it. Give them time. Hey, you know, that's pretty cute, Bob, but seriously, you know a fellow named George Riley?
What's his name?
What's whose name?
George Riley.
Never heard of him.
Let it go, lady. You get it later. Let it go.
I don't want it. They don't hear what you're saying, Bob. You don't seem to be talking plainly this evening. What's wrong,
well,
sir?
Well, I just came from the dentist. I was having my teeth fixed.
What's that got to do with your not talking plainly?
Well, I only had a dollar in my pocket, so the dentist gave me buck teeth.
Woo!
A lot of sense to that, folks.
The dentist gave you buck teeth. Say, you're pretty smart, aren't you?
You'd think so if I told you what I named my cat.
What have you called your cat?
I call my cat Carbide.
Carbide?
I had to call her Carbide.
Why?
Wait a minute, because she had acetylene kittens. Acetylene kittens? Oh, boy. You can pick up blueprints on that one at the door as you go out, folks. Hit it, Professor.
Daddy, G.O. You've been more than a daddy to me.
Hey, whatever happened to Mokes and Dope?
Whatever happened to us?
You might have gone with the boys every night. You gave them up.
Don't quit now.
Just to bring me.
How long did my nose hold up?
Recitation.
Ah, you wonderful daddy. The best of all parts. You taught me what all boys should know, the trick of the shell game and how to palm cards, and how to roll seven each throw. Oh, you wonderful daddy, oh daddy, while you were on deck, I know that I never can fail. So daddy, dear daddy, you better send check. They've set seven G's as my bail.
Oh, daddy, dear old.
Yes, the dear old dawn is breaking and the bird and nest are making. You've
more
been
more than a daddy to me.
You're my ever-loving daddy and I'm just your little laddie.
You might have gone with the boys every night.
Those naughty fellows,
you stayed at home.
Yes, I said home
just to bring me upright. That's what they're saying, daddy, dear old.
You're a wonderful old daddy. You're not like my grandpa Snazzy.
Hey, yeah.
Chicken frying on the pan, mammy full of alabam.
You've been more than a dad, and much less of a cat. Daddy, you've been a mother
with a little grass, a shaka, and a boomer and a racket.
Daddy, you've been a mother.
When I climb upon your knee, I am not up in a tree.
Eyes a muggin, boom, tee, yada. You've been a mother.
Bob, if that don't clinch us the last half in the old Alcazar in Crackpot, Colorado, I'm going to go back to calling square dances in a roundhouse.
Oh, comes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear. Moonlight becomes you. I'm thrilled at the sight. I could get so romantic tonight. You're all dressed up to go dreaming. Now don't tell me I'm wrong. And what a night to go dreaming. Mind if I tag along? If I say I love you, I want you to know it's not just because there's moonlight, although moonlight becomes you so.
That was from the February 18th, 1943 broadcast of the Kraft Music Hall, a live version of Bing's beautiful ballad from The Road to Morocco, Moonlight Becomes You. Now we go back to the June 19th, 1941 KMH. Bing is joined by Connie Boswell for the Hutsut song.
Hutsut rollsin' on the river rock, and a brawl, a brawl, a sue it. Hutsut rollsin' on the river rock, and a brawl, a sue it. Hutsut rollsin' on the river rock, and a brawl, a brawl, a sue it. Hutsut rollsin' on the river rock, and a brawl, a sue it.
Now the Rawson is a Swedish town.
The Rillera is a stream.
The Brawler is a boy and girl.
And the Hutsut is their dream. Hutsut Rawson on the Rillera. And the Brawler, Brawler, Sue it. Hutsut Rawson on the Rillera. And the Brawler, Sue it. Chicken chow mein, Chicago chop chop. A moo goo guy, fan lit chicken chow mein, Chicago style chop suey. Lobster fried rice, I'm a chicken chow mein, Chicago chop chop.
Now the moo goo is a kind of food.
And the litchi, he's a nut.
Litchi, the sub gum ought to fill your tongue.
Chow mein is finely cut. A moogoo guy, fan lit chicken chow mein, Chicago style chop suey. Foo young sub gum, mama chicken chow mein, Chicago chop chop.
Foo foo lit chicken chow mein, Chicago chop chop.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me, and the gold of her hair crowns the blue of her eyes like a halo so tenderly. If only I could see her of the day. Someone waits for me.
Outside of his original commercial recording of the song from 1931, that's about the only full-length recording of Bing performing his theme song, Where the Blue of the Night Meets the Gold of the Day, from the 1930s. That goes back to the Kraft Music Hall of March 31st, 1938. Now going back a couple weeks to the March 17th, 1938 KMH broadcast, here's Bing with a song from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Whistle While You Work.
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin, start right in, whistle loud and long, just hum a merry tune, do 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 do. Just do your best and take a rest, sing yourself a song. When there's too much to do, don't let it bother you. Forget your trouble and try to be like a cheerful chickadee and whistle while you work. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work. When there's too much to do, don't let it bother you. Get your trouble and try to be like a cheerful chickadee and whistle while you work. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Bye-bye, baby. Remember, you're my baby when they give you the eye. Although I know that you care, won't you write and declare that though I'm loose, you are still on the square.
I'll be gloomy, but send that rainbow to me. Then my shadows will fly, though you'll be gone for a while. I know that I'll be smiling with my baby by and by.
And I'll be gloomy, but send that rainbow to me. Then my shadows will fly,
though you'll be gone for a while. I know that I'll be smiling
with my baby by and by. With my baby by and by.
It's our annual Bing Crosby birthday bash, celebrating the 120th anniversary of the birth of Bing Crosby this week. And we're featuring songs from Bing's radio series throughout the years. That went back to the February 15th, 1950 broadcast with the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield. Bing and Al Jolson with a song from the Broadway show Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, which you may more associate having been sung by Jane Russell and Marilyn Monroe in the film version 3 years later. Now for more movie music, this is Bing and Judy Garland with a song from the MGM picture Royal Wedding that Judy was supposed to have performed with Fred Astaire in that picture. Of course, she was fired from the film and replaced by Jane Powell. So Jane Powell did this song in the movie. But here's Judy with What If. Judy and Bing with a contender for the longest song title ever, How Could You Believe Me When I Said I Loved You When You Know I've Been a Liar All My Life. From the March 21st, 1951 Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield.
Tell you what, Judy, let you and I do How Could You Believe Me, etc., viz, i.e., viz, and see footnote, huh? Shall we?
Yeah, you be Harry the heel and I'll be Judy the Jill.
Oh, that's a couple of characters. Okay, babe.
All right, start it off, heel.
Yeah, I can remember it.
How could you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life?
You've had that reputation since you was a youth.
You must have been insane to think I'd tell you the truth.
How could I believe you when you said we'd marry?
Why, you know I'd rather hang than have a wife. I know I said I'd make you mine.
Now wouldn't you know that I would go for that old line?
How could you just believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar?
You sure have been a liar.
Oh, a bald-faced liar.
Oh, a double-crossing liar.
Oh, my doggone cheating liar.
You said you would love me long.
Did I say that? I must have been unconscious.
And never would do me wrong.
Say, release the fabric, will you, babe? You're bending my
faithful
best suit.
Faithful you'd always be.
Ooh, me?
Why, baby, you must be loony to trust a lower than low two-timer like me.
Pretty low, too, isn't it?
You said I'd have everything.
Dig this chick. You're out of your American
a
mind.
A beautiful diamond ring.
Diamond ring? I haven't a change of a match.
A bungalow by the sea.
Bungalow, yes, she wants.
Well, you're really naive to ever believe a full of baloney phony like me.
Oh, boy, I sure must have lost my head.
You can't lose nothing you ain't never had.
Oh, what about the time you went to Indiana?
I was lying. I was down in Alabama.
You said you had some business you had to complete.
Oh, what I was doing, I would be a cad to repeat.
About the evenings you was with your mother.
I was romping with another honey lamb.
To think you swore our love was real.
Baby, leave us not, forget I'm such a heel.
How could I believe you when you said you loved me?
When you know I've been a liar.
A good for nothing liar.
Oh my God.
Good for nothing.
The Andrews Sisters return to sing I Can Dream, Can't I?, which was voted the best-selling record of 1949.
Say, Bing, you better jump in here with us.
I'll have to do my part lying down. You know, singing with that band isn't exactly like singing with Wayne King.
We'll hold you up. Don't worry.
I'm fagged, I tell you. Go ahead.
Dream on.
I can see, no matter how near you'll be, you'll never belong to me. But I can dream, can't I? Can I pretend that I'm locked in the bend of your embrace? For dreams are just like wine, and I am drunk with mine.
I'm aware my heart is a sad affair.
Watch it.
Sorry.
There's much disillusion there.
Lifted it, huh?
Well, I can dream, can't I?
Can I adore
can't make you open your heart, but I can dream, can't I? I'm aware my heart is a sad affair. There's much disillusion there, but I can dream. Can I adore you out the way our oceans apart?
I can't make you open your heart, but I can dream.
From the January 28th, 1950 Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, Bing hitching up with the Andrews Sisters to join them for their hit recording of I Can Dream, Can't I? And now we've got a real rarity. This goes back to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield from February 27th of 1952, Bing with an unlikely duet partner, someone who is a very fine actress, but not really known so much for her singing voice. Here's Bing with Lauren Bacall, and I Don't Know Why I Love You Like I Do.
I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do.
I don't know why you thrill me like you do. I don't know why you just do.
You never seem to want my romancing.
The only time you hold me is when we're dancing.
I don't know why I love you like I do.
I don't know why I just do. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do.
I don't know why you thrill me like you do. I don't know why, but you do.
You never seem to want my romancing.
Why, the only time you hold me is when we're dancing.
I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do.
It's always a kick to greet our next brace of guests, Les Frères Mills, Mills Brothers. We've worked together a lot, the boys and I, and tonight I think we have dead aim on some goodies. Ladies and gentlemen, here are the Mills Brothers. Do you mind if I elbow in for one?
Why don't you elbow in for two?
Two?
Yes, yes.
Like what?
Lazy River and Paper Doll.
Well, the medley might be clever. Okay.
Up a lazy river by the old mill run. The lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles, dream a dream of me. Up a lazy river where the robin's song awaits the bright new morning, where we can loaf along.
Blue skies up above, everyone's in love.
Up a lazy river, how happy you could be. Up a lazy river with me.
Oh, up a lazy river by the old mill run. The
the lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger in the shade of a kind old tree.
Throw away your troubles, dream a dream with me.
Up the lazy river where the robin song awaits a bright new morning where we can love along.
Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up the lazy river, how happy you could be. Up the lazy river with me.
Up a lazy river with me.
And I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellas cannot steal.
I do not blame you.
And then those flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. Now when I come home at night, she will be waiting.
Oh, will she?
She'll be the truest doll in all the world. I'd rather have a paper doll that I can call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
I'm going to buy a paper doll that I can call my own. At all that other fellows cannot steal.
You hope you don't know so.
And the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting.
Don't bet, Jack, cause
she'll
blow your stack.
She'll be the truest doll in all this world.
I'd rather have a paper doll that I can call my own
than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
On the November 9th, 1949 Bing Crosby show for Chesterfield, that was Bing tagging along with the Mills Brothers for a million-dollar duet of Up a Lazy River and Paper Doll. Next up, another fine singer joins up with Bing. He went by the name of Sugar Throat Burns. Here's Bing with George Burns from Philco Radio Time of January 14th, 1948.
The makers of Lady Ashbourne's incense, the incense that's kind to your nose, presents The Hour of Love.
And now, once again, we present The Hour of Love. Ah, love. There's the love of a dog for his master. There's the love of the flower that smells. There's the love that a fellow named Orson has for a fellow named Wells. There's the love of a wheel for a tire. There's the love for which everyone yearns. But the love that sets women on fire is their lover boy, Sugar Throat Burns.
Good evening, ladies. Forget your worries. Forget your cares. Forget your husbands. It's time to relax. Sit back on your chaise and lounge. This is Sugar Throat Burns coming into your living room, into your dining room, into your... Oh, I beg your pardon. Now for my first song. Are you listening, ladies?
Thank you and good night, Sugar Throat.
But Bing, I didn't sing yet.
I know, George. I just wanted to give the folks an idea of the kind of a program you would do as a singer.
But I'd like to do my ditty. Can I borrow Trotter's piano player and do my song?
Piano player? George, if you're going to do a solo, let's do it right. Let's do it big.
Yeah, production, huh?
Certainly. The rhythm airs, John Scott, and the orchestra. In fact, our complete vocal and musical facilities are at your disposal, sir.
Well, Bing, I wanted to sing. It might as well be spring. Does everybody know it?
Sure.
It's not too tough for you, is it?
No, we'll muddle through it somehow, Sugar Throat.
Gosh, I hope Gracie's listening in. Okay, boys. One, two. I'm as restless
as
a willow.
He's as restless as a willow in a windstorm. He's as jumpy as a puppet on a string.
He'd say that he had spring fever, but it isn't even spring.
I'm starry-eyed.
He's starry-eyed and vaguely discontented. Like a nightingale without a song to sing.
Oh, why should he have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing
he were somewhere. Walking down a strange blue street,
hearing words that he has never heard from a girl he's yet to meet.
I'm as busy as
he's
a
spider. He's as busy as a spider spinning daisies. He's as giddy as a baby on a swing.
Well, he hasn't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing.
But I feel so
but
gay.
He feels so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring.
It might as well be spring.
I'm as restless as... Okay, all right.
Well, George, that was certainly great.
And now the entire ensemble, the Andrews Sisters, Nat King Cole, the Rhythm Ayers, and I, we're going to join hands here, join voices in John Scott Trotter's arrangement of Meredith Willson's fine song of good wishes and faith.
May the good Lord bless you and keep you.
May the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long-awaited golden day today.
May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see.
Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree.
May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see.
Every cloud you see. Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been.
May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet.
Till we
again.
From the February 20th, 1951 Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield. That was a great performance all around by Bing, the Andrews Sisters, and Nat King Cole for May the Good Lord Bless and Keep You. Now we've got Bing joined by Peggy Lee from Philco Radio Time of February 23rd, 1949 for Then I'll Be Happy.
John, let's do it.
I wanna go where you go, do what you do, love when you love, then I'll be happy.
I wanna sigh when you sigh, cry when you cry, smile when you smile, then I'll be happy.
If you go north or south,
if you go east or west, I'll follow you, sweetheart. We'll build our little love nest.
I wanna go where you go,
I wanna do what you do,
love when you love, then I'll be happy. I wanna go where you go, do what you do, love when you love, then I'll be happy. I wanna sigh when you sigh, cry when you cry, smile when you smile, then I'll be happy.
If you go north or south,
if you go east or west,
I'll follow you, sweetheart. We'll build our little love nest.
I wanna go where you go,
I wanna do what you do,
love when you love, then I'll be happy.
I wanna go where you go, why don't you let me
do what you do, come on, get me,
we'll I make love, then I'll be happy.
I know another famous lazy.
Lazy Bone. Oh, lazy.
I'll sing it if you do the mugging.
Yeah, man.
You do the mugging? Yeah. Move right up here. Jack. Oh, that's so pretty. Play it again, Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to be alone. Oh, lazy bone. Sleeping in the sun.
Say it, Baba.
How do you expect to get your day's work done?
Now, I never expect to get no day's work done.
You're not contemplating it at all, I guess.
I'm concentrating on sleeping in the noonday sun.
Oh, lazy bone.
Yes, sir.
Sleeping in the shade.
Are you swinging?
How do you ever expect to get that cornmeal made?
Now, Mr. Bing, I just don't want no cornmeal made.
What is your touch? Tell me.
Because from morning to night, you catch me sleeping in that good old shade.
Why, when taters need spraying?
Yeah.
I'll bet you keep praying.
Yeah, always praying.
That the bugs just fall off of the vine.
Sing it, Papa, sing it.
And when you go fishing,
nah.
If you do go fishing, which
sometimes.
I missed out.
5 years ago.
I bet you keep wishing that the fish don't take no grabs at your line.
Papa to say.
Lazy bones.
Yes.
Loafing through the day.
That sure sounds good to me.
I expect you ain't gonna make a filthy dime that way. No, you're not.
No, I never ever expect to make a dime that way, Mr. Bing. Cause
never hear the word I say.
Oh, yeah!
From From Philco Radio Time, March 16th, 1949, that was Bing, joined by Jack Teagarden and Louis Armstrong for Hoagie Carmichael and Johnny Mercer's Lazy Bones. We've got time for one more song here on our 120th birthday salute to Bing Crosby, born May 3rd, 1903. This goes back to the Chesterfield Show once again from February 28th of 1951. Bing, joined by Les Paul and Mary Ford for their hit record of Mockingbird Hill.
Say, Les, how about you and Mary giving us a little sample of Mockingbird Hill now, huh?
Oh, Bing, we'd be glad to, but why don't you join Mary on the vocal?
Me? Uh-huh. You think it'd be all right? Don't you have to plug me in or anything?
No. I'll just run you through the Les Pulverizer and you'll come out sounding like Fred Waring in the Glee Club.
That might be too much. Maybe too big. Too much scope. Besides, I hate to muscle in on Mary like this on her number. That isn't right.
Oh, I'd love to have you, Bing.
How many voices do we do, Mary?
Why don't you do three and I'll do three?
Good. Les will do about 18 guitars. That'll really wrap it up, I hope. Incidentally, I think we might dedicate this number to the music operators of America. The jukebox folks, you know, who are now on convention at the Palmer House in Chicago.
Holly Harris in Chicago, Bing.
Leslie, dear boy, this show goes coast to coast.
Well, I'll be darned. We're in the big time, Mary.
Yeah!
When the sun in the morning peeps over the hill and kisses the roses round my windowsill, then my heart fills with gladness when I hear the trill of the birds in the treetops on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, tweedledee-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, tweedledee-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on the Mockingbird Hill. Ah, in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on the Mockingbird Hill.
That wraps up our 120th birthday salute to the one and only Bing Crosby, our Bing Crosby birthday bash for 2023. Of course, there's no way that we can possibly cover a 30-year radio career in just less than an hour. That was just a sampling, though, of some of the many great duets, many great songs that Bing performed over the years on the air. The greatest medium, I think, for his talents was radio, because he often said that was the favorite thing for him to do was recording or radio, because he didn't have to dress up, didn't have to put on makeup. He could come as he was, and many times he came in that gaudy Hawaiian shirt. There he was, entertaining the folks throughout the decades.
Go, Joe, go!
And so the old clock up on the studio wall tells me it's time to close up shop for another week of Nostalgia Radio Time. I'm Greg Van Beek. Thank you for listening. Hope you'll join me again next week for more music and memories of the greatest generation. Feel free to email me with your questions or comments about the program. Send them all to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. Love to hear your requests, too. What songs you'd like to hear, old-time radio shows you'd like featured. And while you're online, I'd love to have you be a part of our social media outlets on Facebook and Twitter. And if you happen to have an interest in antique radios, looking to acquire a fully worth stored and functional set, check out my website at www.radioaddict.com/Van Beek. So until we meet again next week, I'm Greg Van Beek saying so long for now.